Hi, this is Elizabeth Vincentelli from the New York Post, and you're listening to Days Gone By on UNC Radio.
Here on the 11th annual Togo Theater Tony Show, celebrating Broadway and celebrating the Tony Awards that are on tomorrow night, we have another category and another expert to talk about that category. With us is Elizabeth Vincentelli. She is the theater critic of the New York Post, the chief theater critic there, and... Well, first of all, how are you, Elizabeth? Let me say that first. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Have you liked the season overall?
Yeah, I think it was a really strong season this year. To the point that actually there's several categories where I really don't know what I'm going to vote for, what or who I'm going to vote for. It's very tight. It's very exciting. Really good season.
How do you tip yourself over, like when you're weighing two things that are either apples and oranges or just so close together? What do you pull out of the air that helps you vote?
It's really tough. I mean, I think for me the category this year where I'm really hesitant is Best Musical, and it's tough because there are four incredibly different musicals. They have absolutely nothing in common, and they're all very good in their own way. So it's really, it's apple and oranges and cucumbers and and bananas. I don't even know where to begin on that one. And I think it may be a case of which show fulfills its mission the closest. You know, like the show sets out to do something, and how close did they get to the target? I think that's what I may go for.
Are you going to see them again before you vote, or you've seen them and that's it, and now you just have to cogitate?
It's a matter of time. There's a couple that I saw a while ago. I may try to go again, but definitely a couple. Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night, that was one of the earliest ones that I saw, so I may try to go to that one again, actually.
Cool. Well, let's get to the category that you are specifically going to be talking about on this special show. It's Lead Actor in a Play, and the nominees are Stephen Boyer for Hand to God, Bradley Cooper as the Elephant Man, Ben Miles in Wolf Hall, Bill Nighy in The Revival of Skylight, and Alex Sharp in the aforementioned Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Elizabeth, what are your thoughts on this category?
That's a tough one. I obviously have a very strong favorite. I know who I'm, this is one where I know who I'm voting for, actually, and I can tell you that I'm going to vote for Stephen Boyer.
Okay.
I think his performance is absolutely sensational. He basically plays two parts. He plays a teenager and the teenager's demonic hand puppet.
Right.
A very distinct personality, and the technical wizardry is absolutely fantastic. But he also really creates those two parts. I mean, it's physical, but it's not just that. It's a very complicated and very, very funny performance. For me, it's just, that is it. But whether that will win or not, I think there's definitely a lot of love for Alex Sharp. I really do think it's going to be between Alex Sharp and Stephen Boyer. There's a lot of love for Curious Incident, which I think is going to win for Best Play. So Alex Sharp may kind of maybe surf on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's more than surfing. I thought he was sensational.
I agree. He's great. He's great. And really, if Stephen Boyer had not searched at the end of the season in Hand to God, I would have picked Alex Sharp. It's a great performance. It's also, I love the show too, so it's really, that's a very tough one.
And you feel that all the actors nominated in this category are worthy of nomination?
Well, I am not like a big fan
of
Bill Nighy. I mean, I love him, but I'm not a big fan of what he does in Skylight. I think it's riddled with tics. It's a very mannered performance, and not in a good way. I'm not against mannerisms per se, but it doesn't work for me. And I think he's kind of maybe subconsciously overcompensating for the fact that I think he's a little too old for the part, which is a problem in the play.
I have not seen this revival of Skylight, but you're not the only critic who has said that there's an eccentricity to the performance, and he's always bouncing around and with all these, as you said, character tics. And some people really love it, and others are like, whoa,
yeah,
dude, too much.
It's a very divisive performance. I'm falling on the side of those who didn't care much for it. And again, I really like Bill Nighy. I thought he was fantastic in The Vertical Hour, David Hare, and he's just, he's a terrific actor, but in that particular part, in his life, I don't think it worked. And as for Ben Miles in Wolf Hall, I thought it was a fine, pageant-y performance. I found Wolf Hall to be incredibly boring and tedious. So probably the performance is a little tainted for me. I think he's getting a knowledge for the fact that he's basically on stage for like 6 hours.
Well, I mean, I've seen Wolf Hall, and I'm kind of... I wasn't bored by it, but I wasn't terribly gripped or involved in it. It felt very pageanty, I think that was the word you used, and I totally agree there. And I thought he was fine, but...
He's fine, yeah. But, you know, yeah. Fine Royal Shakespeare Company type of performance, and it's not.
Well, let me ask you, if you were to replace Bill Nighy on the list of lead actors in a play, were there any omissions that you would have said, oh, why didn't they nominate so-and-so?
Well, some people are going to say, it's a tricky one. It actually wasn't a super good year for men in plays. There's our years that have been a lot better than that.
Okay.
It's tricky. I have to say that I thought, oh my God, I'm blanking out on his name, but he was in This Is Our Youth.
Culkin. Right? The Culkin brother.
Culkin or actually...
Michael Cera? Michael
Cera. Yeah, I think they were both really, really good in that. And that's a problem also. Like maybe it was too early or maybe they made it look a little too easy in a way. Mm-hmm. I thought they were both very, very strong. And some people say, oh, well, Hugh Jackman in The River. It wasn't a great play and it wasn't that great a performance. So... I mean, it's okay. And actually, I think we should talk about Bradley Cooper, because the total awards bait type of part.
Well, yeah. Well, he's bait for a lot of people for other reasons, too, but yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was very good, but I think sometimes we tend to over-evaluate very handsome actors playing a kind of quote-unquote difficult or quote-unquote ugly part. Mm. That goes for men and women, by the way. So there's a tendency to maybe overvaluate those performances, and he's very good, and I'm glad he's there. I don't think it's just as terrific and inventive as what Stephen Boyer and Alex Sharp do. So for me, Sharp and Boyer are the two front runners by a mile.
Cool. I think that would be for a lot of people in that category. And the last question that I do have, your favorite play and or musical of the whole season, and it doesn't have to be on Broadway, it could have been anywhere.
Oof, that's a tricky one. I don't really have one musical. I know everybody else is saying Hamilton, which I liked a lot, but I didn't love it as much as everybody else.
Okay.
But I'm a little... For me, it was a season with a lot of really, really good musicals. For plays, for me, it would have been An Octoroon, which, that was like head and shoulders above everybody else this season. That was off, probably actually had two runs, was off, and then off. And it's by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, and it's absolutely inventive and funny and tragic and just everything you want in a play. So... That's an easy one.
So the Octoroon would have been.
Octoroon, yes. Yeah.
Well, you are one of our favorite guests here in the neighborhood on our Tony shows, Elizabeth Vincentelli. Please read her in the New York Post, and we thank you so much once again for being part of our Tony show.
Well, thank you.